Welcome to PR After Hours, your twice weekly cocktail of business, PR, and marketing tips hosted by me, Alex Greenwood. Every week, we bring you virtual happy hours featuring business advice from entrepreneurs and leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. We're going to get started in just a moment, so stick with us.
It is Rick Lozano. I'm a keynote speaker, the author of Acoustic Leadership, Develop a Leadership Culture That Resonates, and a musician. And I love PR After Hours. Alex Greenwood hooks you up with some great advice to help you in your business as an entrepreneur. Listen in. PR After Hours rocks.
Well, can you believe it? We are at the end of the fourth season of Mysterious Goings On, and consequently, the year 2021. We are at the end. Wow, it's been a very interesting year beyond the podcast, of course. There's so many things happening, ups and downs, a lot of good things, a lot more good things than I think people are keying into. I think there's a lot of negativity because people are simply exhausted, but I encourage you to look around. There's some good stuff going on here, despite some evident slowdowns here on the virus front with new variants coming up. I happen to feel very good about us getting back to more than normal in 2022, and I'm excited about that. But I'm also here to talk to you about normal when it comes to the podcast, so let me just get right to it. So Mysterious Goings On, we've been going for 2 years, four seasons, and we are just thrilled and blessed to have so many wonderful guests. And I mean, listen, especially through our partners at Matchmaker FM, we get or got dozens of requests per month for people to be on the show. And I think if you are a regular listener, you know that we produced more than 150 episodes since January of 2020. I believe that's right. And a lot of it got away from our initial format. The initial format was simply, I was going to offer you tips, and then we started getting people who wanted to be interviewed and got on Matchmaker, and it snowballed, and it became a show where we interviewed entrepreneurs and PR people and marketing people and authors and occasionally people who it was probably making you scratch your head going, why is this person on PR After Hours? But anyway, not many of those, but we had a few. We were kind of becoming victims of our own success here on the show, in the sense that I had a hard time telling people no, because most people are great guests and have something to say that I thought would be valuable to you. But I also produce another show, Mysterious Goings On, which has been going on since 2016. And that one had not as many episodes, but pretty darn close as PR After Hours this past year. And just running two shows is really difficult when it's basically me. I've got a little help here and there, but basically it's me and a lot of workflows and automation that makes things go around. Well, here's the thing, folks. I've had some changes in my work life. I'm at this recording on Christmas Eve, I am in negotiations for a full-time position for a very well-respected company. It's a change of pace, and it's something I've been kind of looking into since COVID hit. My business as a PR consultant has done fine, but it had not gotten back to full strength. And I think part of that was due to the fact that I was simply tired too. Tired of the rat race of running my own business after a dozen years. On January 10th, it will be a dozen years that I'll be in business. And again, don't get me wrong, I love the work, I love the clients, but there's a point where you are, you know, not only hunting, you bag the game, you clean the game, you cook the game, you eat the game, and you start over. And the idea of maybe just, you know, maybe cooking the game is a little more attractive to me. To be on staff somewhere where I'm not bringing in the clients or I'm not managing every aspect of everything has become pretty attractive to me. And I think it's also the fact that I'm nearly, gosh, 30 years into my career, just in general, not, you know, that includes being a journalist, that includes being broadcast executive, that all kinds of stuff, but most of it in PR. And, you know, 30 years is a good time to take a look around and say, well, maybe I want to shift gears for a little bit. And I do. Now, I'm not getting completely away from PR in this new position, assuming the negotiations go well. But it's definitely a change of pace. And I will not be, for the balance of 2022, looking for new clients. I will be wrapping up some projects. I will be closing down some enterprises, and my company AGPR is not going to be officially closed, but for all intents and purposes, we won't be accepting new clients. The blog will still be going. I'll still be posting things on the blog. So if you're a fan of the things I write and things I come up with there, it's at alexgpr.com. Please check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes and subscribe. And every time we have a blog post, which is only a couple of times a week at the most, you'll get a notification. So what about this show, you may be asking? Well, first of all, let me say Mysterious Goings On is going to continue going on. Okay, so that's that show. Let's talk about PR After Hours. Let's talk about the virtual lounge. Is it going to be a victim of COVID? Is it going to be, you know, like so many legit real restaurants and bars and things like that? No, but what it is going to do is going to change. As I said, we've produced over the years over 150 episodes, and they were usually anywhere from 25 to 45 minutes. And just paying attention to listening patterns, because we can tell when people drop out of an episode, and also just how many downloads we get depending on topic, I've come to the realization that we cannot keep up that pace, as I said, because one, I'll be having a different day job. And the other thing being, I'm wondering if we're wearing the listeners out a little bit with all of these people. Now, the good news is every episode is there enshrined online where you can listen to anytime. There's no law, no rule that says you have to go listen as soon as I drop an episode. I hope you do, and I hope you share it and tell people about it, but you don't have to. Those episodes aren't going anywhere. They're going to stay up. But we are no longer going to be offering one or two interview episodes a week. That is just impossible pace for me to continue to do. It's a grind. And I love most of our guests, and it's not their fault, but it's just a grind to have to do that and deal with scheduling and no shows occasionally, or guests that aren't so great. And then I've got to kind of do what I can to, you know, vamp and tap dance and make the episode a little better. And, you know, and then there's editing and all that kind of stuff. And I've frankly gotten to a point where I wasn't thrilled with the way the show sounded because I had so many guests and so much going on. I couldn't really go in there and edit out a lot of the ums and and, you know, that kind of stuff, or maybe even edit out stuff that's maybe not all that interesting, and, you know, just go in there and edit out the stuff that's not the cream of the conversation. That's what I want to do. And so here's what's going to happen now. We're going to do one or two interview episodes per month, and each will be no longer than 15 or 20 minutes in duration. That's it. And I've already got people lined up who want to do this. I have not scheduled anybody because I want to see how the workflow is going. I just think that it would be better for me, for sure, and for listeners to not inundate you with so much content. People's attention are spread thin, and when you just keep firing content at them, perhaps people feel overwhelmed and they just stop checking it out. Or maybe they're just not crazy about these guests. I don't know. But I do know is that I want to reserve the right to continue doing the show, and I will, but there will not be all these interviews. There'll be a lot more, probably 5-10 minute episodes of me just coming on like I did in the very beginning of the show 2 years ago, and just offering tips and thoughts and that sort of thing. So if you're a listener who wants to be on the show, by all means, you can reach us through matchmaker.fm. Just go look for us on there, or you can go to our website, prafterhours.com, and you can contact us in the contact form there and ask. But I will just tell you ahead of time, we're looking at doing 12 to 24 interviews total all year. And the way that's going to look is that we will have a couple of seasons. There'll be no more than 6 or 7 interview shows per season. And the seasons will be late January through the end of May. And then we're going to take the summer off, and then we'll come back in August or September until the end of the year and do 6 or 7 more interviews then, and sprinkled throughout there'll be the little short interviews. Anyway, I've probably gone on way too long here. You're like, you're really, Alex, you're breaking your own rule here. You're supposed to be doing short episodes is what you're saying you're going to do. And that is what I'm going to do. But I just wanted to say thanks to all of you who listen and like the show and share the show and rate the show. By the way, you hear it all the time, but you can find this show more easily, and it can reach more people if it has good ratings. And so your 5-star ratings are appreciated wherever you listen to this podcast. You know, I would appreciate it if you'd sign up for our e-blast. Whenever we have a new show, you'll be notified first, and it's at prafterhours.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can do it there. Again, I've jokingly said we were a victim of our own success, but we're also a victim of my own workaholism, I think. And I need to slow down and focus on my new role that's hopefully coming up. I hope you understand that. So We'll be back probably mid-January of 2022, but until then, yeah, I think the virtual lounge will be closed. I'll do a little remodeling and maybe get rid of those crushed red velvet booths and put something else in there. And maybe, you know, I don't know, get certain different concoctions going on at the virtual lounge. Want to keep that vibe going. So again, PRAfterHours.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have, if you're listening to this beforehand, or a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. If you're just digging into this in 2022, I hope 2022 is, as I predicted, going to get better in so many ways. And if it's not, I hope you'll just do everything you can to make the world better. Thanks for listening to me here on PR After Hours. Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR. Or, even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long. And you record your message, I get the message, I will play your audio, just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget, too, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at PRAfterHours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over, and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood, and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.
Oh, thank you.